Thank you. At this time, the call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Leslie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the BC Members Call, taking place on the 20th of February, 2014. On the call today, we have Chuck Warren, Elisa Cooper, Andy Abrams, Angie Graves, Aparna Sridhar, Philip Corwin, Jim Baskin, Chris Chaplow, Caroline Greer, and David Ferris. On the Adobe Connect, we've got John Berard, Stephanie Duchanel, Gabriela Slack, and Tim Chen. I would like to remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Elisa.
Thank you. So I apologize, first of all, for the long queue getting into the call. We'll follow up and see what we can do so that doesn't happen in the future. So we have quite a bit to cover today, and there's been a lot of activity, and I want to cover a few things up at the front of the call. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about the call that Fadi had with the SOAC leaders earlier this week. I did send out sort of a brief update of what happened on that call, but essentially he sort of gave us a heads up that, you know, there were going to be the strategic planning recommendations were going to come out this weekend, and we should be on the lookout for that. He also let us know, he gave us a heads up about this board resolution, which was published just yesterday, and I just sent that out to all members, and we can spend a little bit of time talking about that board resolution. I think it would probably during our section where we're talking about internet governance, I see this whole idea of the globalization of ICANN in some ways fitting into that other discussion about internet governance. So perhaps we can hold off on having some further conversation about that. But the one thing that he really did focus on was the fact that at the upcoming Singapore meeting, he was really thinking that the meeting should be focused on three areas in particular. One was the strategic planning process. Two, the ATRT recommendations, which I think we can get on board with. And then three, this whole topic of ICANN globalization. He stated that, you know, he felt so much was time had been spent at the last meeting on internet governance and that he was hopeful that that would not continue to take center stage. So it was, you know, it's mostly a call where he's providing an update to the different groups. There is, you know, some opportunity for us to ask questions, but it's primarily a status update. So I can take any questions about that. There were just a couple of other things that I wanted to cover, and then perhaps we can take some questions. The second item that I wanted to let you know about is that I spoke with Chris Mondini, who is responsible for outreach, and he let me know that he is going to be asking each of the stakeholder groups to participate in a video project that he's working on. So he's going to be looking for a couple of people to participate in these videos that he's doing. And these videos will be like two-minute videos where basically we would, you know, state our affiliation, what we do, the value we get from ICANN. And he's planning on using these videos in a number of different ways. I think on the ICANN website, we could use it on our own website. So if you have any inclination or would be willing to participate in this video project, let me know. I know that he would be very grateful. The other thing that Chris discussed with me regarding the upcoming meeting in Singapore is that he is planning an outreach lunch. Normally, you know, he's done breakfasts in the past for local business. He's done cocktail receptions for local business. But he's going to be doing a lunch on the Monday, which is typically when we have a closed-door meeting with just the BC. I would like for us to participate in this outreach event on the Monday, unless others feel strongly that we need to spend that time alone. We will have already have spent some time together on the Sunday when we meet with the CSG. But unless somebody objects to that, I would like for us to participate in his Monday networking lunch with local business. And then the final thing is that, as you all know, Benedetta is moving on and has taken a position with ICANN, and we've been working through some of the specifics of her transition. I actually have a call today with Rob Hogarth to discuss with him resources that he might be able to provide from within ICANN to provide us some additional support. So I will let you know how that call goes and what he is able to provide, if anything. So that's a quick update from me. Any questions about anything? I see Ron and John, you both have your hands raised. So, Ron?
Thanks, Lisa. Apologies, I got on a little late, so if I'm saying something that's out of order, forgive me, but I just wanted to reflect back on your comment about, I think it was Chris Mondini, I would assume, that wants to schedule the lunch. I for one, am very underwhelmed and quite dissatisfied at what's going on within Chris Mondini's office. We recall in Beijing, we were asked to go to the breakfast to see what was going on there for his business outreach. I think there were five people, if that, from outside, and there was probably 15 or 20 of us that were the usual cast of characters from the, you know, BC and other constituencies. Then we had the same event happened in Buenos Aires, and I found myself sitting in the room with Chris Mondini and two other staffers and someone else, and big buffets all prepared and no one there. And now he's going to do a lunch. This is getting a little bit tedious and kind of ridiculous. He's trying to do things within the business part of the world, which is our constituency. Why is he not providing funds to us that we go off and do these things? I'm just getting very frustrated going to a Chris Mondini breakfast and Chris Mondini lunch and seeing no one there. I'm happy to go there and do it on behalf of the BC, but this would be something I would just go for the purpose of seeing if, in fact, we actually had some people in the room, because this is getting beyond the beyond. It's a waste of money, waste of resources, waste of time, and I'm not sure what effort he is doing that supports what the BC's needs are. So I'm a little cranky about it, but I just don't understand why we continue to indulge this man to do these things, and I'd love to hear more from others how they feel about this. Thank you.
It's Marilyn. Can I just get in the queue? I'm not able to get into Adobe Connect.
Sure. Let's see. Marilyn, I'll put you behind John.
Of course.
So, Alicia, am I audible?
You are.
Okay. Perhaps my comments are informed not just by what I think I'd like to say on this call, but also by having sat on the CCNSO Council call this morning, in which there was an expression of concern over the apparent attempts to manipulate the agenda of the community in advance of the community getting together. And I think that's what I'd like to talk about. So you mentioned three things that hang together for me, Elisa. First is Fadi attempting to, as I say, set the agenda for Singapore. It's not just that he wants three certain things to be the lead topics of conversation, but he also wants to push a little bit off stage internet governance discussion. If he offers an agenda of three items, then perhaps internet governance would be the fourth. And I've long felt that one of the worst things that you can say to someone is you got to understand. Is truthfully, I don't have to understand anything, but if you would like me to understand, then help me to understand. The second thing is this video. What is the value of someone from the business constituency doing a video about the value we get from ICANN, when in fact the value that we seem to be getting from ICANN has been diminishing? And then finally, this notion of the Monday lunch, the mere fact that it would intrude upon a long-standing meeting of the business constituency so that we can better understand what our fellow constituency members are thinking and forge a common purpose seems to me to be a bad trade. And my feeling is that there's a lot of this going on, this bad trade. It's like, well, you're part of ICANN, so you naturally are supportive of ICANN and you help us do what we want to do. I know you're going to get into the globalization resolution in a little bit, but again, that seems to be springing from magic beans that nobody at the community has planted. And so I do have some concern about this, and I want to offer an early look at something that I've been thinking about, and it has to do with this notion of crowdsourcing. Fadi's second anniversary with ICANN will coincide, I think, with the London meeting. And I'm thinking of instigating a biennial performance review, a crowdsourced biennial performance review of Fadi Jihadi that could be initiated in Singapore and finalized just in advance of the London meeting. Now, to some that may sound heretical, but on the other hand, it might be an interesting way to demonstrate exactly the nature of the concerns that not just the business constituency, but many other constituencies and stakeholder groups have been expressing on their own mailing lists. So that's really all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I did not tell him that we would, be participating in his lunch. I said that I would discuss it. It sounds like there's a few people that feel strongly that you do not want to participate, and that's totally fine. I can let him know that we don't want to participate in his business outreach lunch. However, I do want to try to leverage Chris Mundini and whatever support he can give us in terms of outreach, because I personally don't think that we have the resources to conduct outreach, especially in some of these local markets. So I guess with that said, let me just take, I think we have a number of participants, 15 people on the Adobe Connect. If I can just see by a show of hands, people, if you do not want to participate in his lunch, can you raise your hand or, I'm sorry, give me the green agree that you do not want to participate?
At least it's Marilyn, since my wait. I can't do that, and my comments address this. Can I speak before we take the poll?
Sure.
Thanks. I want to comment on two things, but I will comment only now, and then I'd like to come back in, please, on the second topic. I'll comment on the collaboration with Chris Mundini challenge. I think the approach that has been taken, while well-meaning, is not meeting our needs. And I had a chance to talk to Chris when he was here for State of the Net, and there's a really significant gap of understanding of what our needs are. It's quite disappointing to me, and how to work with us. And I can understand why, because he's been getting his understanding, and he's got a very broad portfolio. But I made an effort to reach out to him since he was going to be here to see if I could invite a few business people to come together. I didn't want to raise any hopes unless I, could communicate with him. And the decision was made to hold a event with think tanks and advocates in Washington at the ICANN office, and to call it a civil society constituency event hosted by ICANN. That's not what it was. I think it's just an embodiment of the gap in understanding. What I propose we do is to try again to get our members, get ourselves together, and sit down with him and have again a concrete set of things that he can help to do to help us be effective. And I think that both meets the objective you just mentioned and also the comment raised by Ron. We want to work with you, but just coming to events that take us away from important policy-making things and don't help us build our business community and constituency, it may give ICANN awareness, but it's not helping to solve a bigger problem. So I don't think a broad participation in this lunch, I doubt if I will be able to commit to that because of other responsibilities, but I understand and support the objective of trying to figure out a better way to get him to help us.
Thanks, Marilyn. So, again, if I can just see quickly by using either, if you want, let me ask it another way. If you want to participate, click agree. If you don't want to participate, select disagree if you're on the Adobe Connect. Okay, so I see that there are, of the people that are voting here, I see the majority do not want to participate. So we will, in that case, have our normal Monday closed meeting, and I will let him know that we will not be supporting his event. And then in terms of the video, I will leave that to individuals. I will plan to participate and provide support because, in the end, it's really promoting the business constituency. All right. Thank you so much for that. I see that,
Alisa.
Phil, you have your hand raised. Ron?
Alisa, sorry.
And then Gabby?
Alisa, I was still in the queue to finish my comment on the second point, if you recall.
Oh, okay. I thought you were done.
No. My second comment was about the issues that came out of the discussion about Fadi's meeting, a briefing with the chairs and with and the discussion. There's a significant new announcement made by an approval of the ICANN board in a resolution, and perhaps we'll talk about it later. But I want to reinforce the concern that I heard too, that is that I do agree that this is Fadi, as a well-meaning CEO, thinking that he's going to improve the agenda planning by taking it over. But these meetings are the community meetings, and I'm concerned about this approach, and I'm also concerned about when you read the resolution, you will see an acceleration and continuation of empowerment of the CEO to do a lot of things.
Actually, Marilyn, we at the top of the call, we said that we would keep that for our discussion on internet governance. So if we can just hold off on discussion of the resolution.
I'm not discussing it. I'm mentioning it as a rationale for the concern that John raised that the agenda approach that the chair is that the CEO is proposing is very non-reflective of the interest of the BC and the community. I wasn't going into a discussion, but thank you for cautioning me.
Okay. I'm sorry, Phil?
Thank you, Alisa. Quickly, in regard to having read the transcript of the Tuesday call with Fadi, between Fadi and the community leaders, in regard to I don't know if by his statement that he wants ICANN globalization to be discussed, but internet governance he hopes it's not much discussed. If that means that he wants the committee not to talk much about the Sao Paulo meeting, which ICANN asked for its co-chairing and its funding, I don't agree with that at all. I think we should be talking about Sao Paulo. It's the last chance we have as a community to do so before it takes place. It's also at odds with that resolution that was released last night, where the board has set up all these advisory panels to advise and collaborate with the CEO and management on ICANN globalization, and where internet governance is one of the panels. So that resolution identifies internet governance as a legitimate topic within the ICANN globalization conversation. Second, I don't know what the plans are for the agenda in Singapore. We usually don't see the agenda until a few days before the meeting, but I would observe that if not for everything that took place last year with Montevideo and the meeting in Brasilia, it seems to me new GTLDs and there are unresolved policy and technical issues would be a major focus of this meeting, and I don't know to what extent, if any, it's going to be on the agenda. So I'm curious to see how that will be treated.
Yeah, so one thing I did let Fadi know in the chat was that I would be, you know, taking this call that we had with him to our members and providing any feedback. And I agree. Like, I would expect an unresolved new GTLD issues to be a focus, as well as basically the Sao Paulo meeting. And if others feel similarly, I would be happy to correspond with him and let him know that we are also hopeful that those two items would be covered in a focus of the meeting. Ron?
Alisa.
I'm sorry, we have Ron, then David Ferris, and Jim Baskin. And then Marilyn, if you want to be back in the queue, I'll put you after Jim. Ron?
Thanks.
Thanks, Alisa. I'm sorry that we seem to be talking through two points at the same time, because I certainly agree with what Philip has just said with regard to the focus of the meeting in Singapore. But I also want to finish up on the conversation about this lunch, because there's also some discussion on the chat about it. What I was saying was that we can go to the lunch, we can support what's happening there, but what I've seen already is that nothing is happening at these things, and it's such a lame exercise that he's doing. So what I'm suggesting is that we tell him that as a business constituency, we want very much to work with him, but he needs to come to us with and talk to us about what the meeting is going to look like, tell us how much budget we have, and let us start to do some work on that rather than him doing what he's doing and inviting us to come and sit in his empty rooms. That's the point I'm trying to get at. So I really would like to see this be taken forward in a very serious way. So rather than just, okay, we'll go to a meeting and then we'll have the lunch and someone will go and sit there. No, this can't continue like this. We have to get this ship righted. It's going in the wrong direction.
Well, just to clarify, this is an opportunity for us to invite local business to attend this lunch. I personally, and I don't think there's probably anyone on this call who's in a position to organize an outreach event while we're in Singapore. So, like, you know, my preference is that we support it, but I saw that there was sort of a majority of people that did not want to support it.
The point is that the timing is, you know, is we're just a few weeks away. So it means people have to scramble to try to make something happen on this thing, as opposed to him having said to us post Buenos Aires, by the way, in Singapore, I'd like to do a lunch. Here's the budget. How does it work? What about the timing? Can you guys work with us? That's what I'm getting at. To tell us now, I'm going to do a lunch. Would you come? As you pointed out, we're busy. So, you know, how are you telling us now at the 11th hour? And this is what has to stop. That's the point. Thank you.
Jim?
Yeah, another follow-up on the same subject. I didn't vote in the little straw poll we just did because I was concerned about how we would convey our response to them. I think we have to make sure they understand that we have concerns about the effectiveness of these outreach meetings that are happening, and we want, as Ron said, we want to work with them to make such things more as effective as we can. But regarding this particular plan for the session on Monday, the lunch, we already have a scheduled session, a very important scheduled session of the business constituency that it would be very difficult to reschedule. So therefore, we probably have to respectfully decline to participate or to possibly only send one person to represent us. Rather than just saying, no, we're not interested, bye.
Yeah, no, I think we'll try to see if there's somebody that's able to attend, but we will have our meeting Monday as scheduled.
Yeah, thank you.
David?
You know, I posted my opinion on the
okay.
Adobe Connect.
Marilyn, I think you wanted to make a comment.
Just real quickly, I'll just restate it. I'm sorry I can't write on Adobe. I agree with Elisa's goal. I think, Elisa, I'm not trying to restate what you're saying, but I think the goal here is we want to find a way to work with Chris. Our experience so far has been what he's doing is not meeting our needs, and we don't actually see how it's even meeting the overall needs affecting the business community. We want to find a way to work with him. We regret that, you know, and Lisa will do this, you know, I think brilliantly, but we want to find a way to work more collaboratively, but it's just not clear that this approach is effective, and we have a conflict, blah, blah, blah. Lisa, do you know if the IPC leadership and ISPs are going, you know, will have they? Because if we could send a couple of people, but I think it's going to be hard because I think our Monday agenda is probably going to be very challenging. It will come after the CCWG meeting, which will be in a public setting, and it's likely to be fairly raucous in terms of the amount of intensity. Raucous is the wrong word. It's likely to be fairly filled with strong feedback.
Yeah. I don't know. So I only just heard about this yesterday. So I don't know if they're able to participate or what they have planned for their Monday lunchtime. I mean, I need to be, I really want us to be supportive of Chris. And if there are things we want Chris to be doing, I think that he is very willing and wants to hear from us and wants to know exactly what we want him to do. And I think he'll work towards doing those things. So if people have ideas about what it is you want him to do, you know, you should definitely let me know, and I will correspond with Chris and let him know what it is that we have in mind. He is planning, and I will send you something that he just sent to me yesterday. He is planning to do a webinar prior to the meeting. I think it's on March 10th for local business. So if we have contacts with local business, I would encourage us to send that information on. I think he's going to be preparing a more formal invitation for this webinar. He has something planned for local business just prior to the ICANN meeting, and then this lunch. You know, we're encouraged to invite our local contacts, you know, to attend. But if you have ideas about what exactly it is you want Chris to be doing, you know, please let me know, and I will convey that information to him. And I agree. I think, you know, we need, I'm sure that, you know, hopefully there'll be somebody that would be willing to attend as a representative of the business constituency. And perhaps I can get, perhaps someone like my colleague Fred Feldman can participate on behalf of the BC. Let's see. Gabby, I think you have your hand raised.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, so I just wanted to state that maybe we can have a small group for this lunch. I will be willing to go to it. I think we should work with Chris Mondini. I think there are many things that we can do with this budget if we can help him to actually direct it to the right activities. I have some ideas. I would have been happier in Buenos Aires to be able to organize this breakfast in a different way. When we organized a webinar together with ICANN and Instituto, it was a success. We had many participants, but then the other events during the ICANN meeting was too confusing to everyone to understand what to do during the ICANN meeting. Business people are not so used to having like 10 events in the same week from the same organization. So we can maybe have something kind of a leading event for businesses in the places that we go. I'm happy to discuss all these ideas in the first by email with other people that are interested in being able to use this outreach in a different way, productive for everyone. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Great. So why don't we move on? I think we've got resolution on these issues around Fadi's proposed agenda. I will plan to send a brief note unless anyone disagrees about our desire to also see new GTLDs and the Sao Paulo meeting discussed and a focus of the meeting in Singapore. I think we have a way forward on this lunch. Let's move on and talk about the working group on internet governance. Let's also try to cover the topic around the board resolution. I don't think that Steve Del Bianco is actually on the call today, so we will hold off discussions around policy unless there are particular things that we want to discuss today, and then I think that will keep us on track. So I'll turn it over to the working group members on internet governance. So I don't know who wants to take the lead, Deva, Aparna, Marilyn, or Phil.
Well, this is David. I can chime in. Unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, I haven't been able to participate in the last few calls. But, yeah, what we're trying to do right now, for those who have been more active, please correct me if I misstate anything, but what we're trying to do is organize ourselves to make a submission. What we've done is created a series of working groups to look at definitions, what multi-stakeholder means, et cetera, and those are works in progress.
It's Marilyn. I'll pick up and make a couple of ads, and maybe we also created a working group and designated one representative from each of the groups to plan the agenda for an open participatory session on Monday. We, as mentioned before, we did work collaboratively and got agreement to repurpose the SOAC session slot that was dedicated for Monday. The chairs and the chairs of the ACSO supported that. That's been agreed to. The subteam is going to be starting to design a format. They haven't told us whether it's right after the opening ceremony or in the afternoon. It's at least 90 minutes in length, and there may be an effort to extend it to a full 2 hours, but that hasn't been addressed by the subgroup. The idea is to have an extremely participatory communicating, almost like a town hall approach. At least that's one of the ideas that is going on. Olivier is here, the chair, one of the two co-chairs. But there'll be a draft going out to all of the members on some of the brainstormed ideas before we actually have our first working call of that subgroup. There is a CWG call tomorrow night at 8 p.m. my time. So there will be, I think, more progress to talk after that.
Okay. I see Aparna, you have your hand raised. I'm sorry. Aparna, are you on? No, you don't. Okay.
I might say one more thing. There's a good amount of information going on about the planning in the Brazil meeting that I can give a quick update on what we know from that and time frame something to expect more maybe. But I just want to say something about the content that is going to be coming into the CCWG, which is likely to affect the discussion of the CCWG and mean that we're going to need more communication back and forth with the members. The resolutions that have just been posted on the board and what appears to be there's a non-confirmed information floating around that ICANN just gave $250,000 or $25,000, and since it's a rumor or a non-substantiated report, I can't tell you which one, to be a co-host of the IETF, and that they will be reviewing the panel report there, which will be before the public discussion with the ICANN community, and while the reports are open for public comment. It is expected that FADI is going to have an interactive discussion with the participants in the IETF, and I think most of us know that that's a very that's a community that is rapidly committed to moving the IANA function and certain other issues, and it's mostly the technical community, including technical representatives of many of the BC member companies. The body will be in Barcelona on the 24th for the what is being billed. It's the first meeting of the high level multi-stakeholder working group of the planning for the Brazil meeting on the stakeholder side. And the each stakeholder category has three members. They will meet on the edge of the Barcelona meeting with the governments who are invited by and confirmed by Brazil to be co-hosts. And due to the lateness of the invitation, which was last Thursday, very few of the business representatives or the civil society representatives are going to actually be able to be in Barcelona. It's to be described as a dry run. It is half day or maybe a 4-hour meeting. We will be able to get good feedback about what happens there because there will be one of the business community representatives will be there in person, and there will also be a representative from another one of the groups that has promised to, from civil society, Giovanna, who has promised to send notes, to send written notes and to post to the OneNet discuss group. The Hamid and Ture from the ITU and the UN Undersecretary General Wu have been added to the group of governments that have to the governmental side of the equation. You've also seen that there has been an appointment of the co-chair for the event from the business side. So there's a civil society co-chair, a technical community co-chair, and the Brazilian co-chair, and the business co-chair is a businessman who is a friend of Fadi's from South Africa. The deadline, there is a request going on right now, and David, did you want to just update people on the request for the extension on the comments? Because you're, I think, more current on that.
Yes, there was, it seems to be that there was an extension to 8 March to make submissions to the Net Mundial meeting. But it was originally 1 March, and now it seems to have been extended to 8 March.
And so what that means, the Fadi Shahadi high-level panel that he has convened, the fifth panel, and other submissions. Apparently there will be also a submission from one of the other panels. There will be a variety of other submissions, some from civil society, et cetera. The committee that will review the extension, the submission, and sort of decide what to do with them in categorizing them, et cetera, and we're very fortunate that that includes one of the BC members, by chance, in a different role, and that's Saeed Jamil. So we also will fortunately have a window of visibility into that. Once the submissions are received, they're supposed to be posted in a public website so everyone will be able to see them, and a synthesis document will be presented, as well as draft documents that will be the subject of discussion for consensus approval that include global principles and non-binding consensus approval that include global principles for internet governance and a roadmap for the continued evolution of the internet multi-stakeholder ecosystem.
Thanks, Marilyn. Would it be worthwhile to spend a couple of minutes talking about the board resolution around globalization? Because I do want to make sure that folks are aware that there was this board resolution, and a couple of people have already alluded to the fact, like, where did this come from? It wasn't coming from the community. Is there somebody that would – I think there are a few folks that have already spent some time looking at the resolution. Is there somebody that would like to speak to that? Or are there any thoughts that folks would like to share around this globalization resolution before we move on? I really want to make sure that Chris has some time to provide his finance update. But before we kind of move on to that.
At least it's Marilyn, I can tell you after talking to a board member here where I was told it came from. This is very quick.
Oh, absolutely. That would be great.
I was told that it that there's shock and amazement, that I would be shocked and amazed by it, because it's very clear that the board made it very clear in their last resolution that they are going to continue to thoroughly support in all ways everything that Fadi wants to do in this matter, and all this is doing is saying that. So I read it a little differently, but that was, I just thought that might be interesting to know that at least one board member thinks that this is the board showing very strong support for Fadi continuing to do exactly what he's doing and exactly the way he's doing.
Yeah, and just for folks that haven't had a chance to look at it yet, essentially it's a resolution that calls for globalization of ICANN in sort of all ways related to policy, issues related to the affirmation of commitments, Diana function. It's pretty, I read it to be pretty broad and pretty wide ranging, with some pretty major implications. Phil, and then Aparna?
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Yeah, I read this last night. Some key takeaways for me. One, yeah, the board is, doubling down with Fadi and what he started in Montevideo and Brasilia. They've set up these advisory groups to collaborate with management in this quest for globalization. The advisory groups are made up of board members. I found it rather extraordinary that the final sentence of the resolution is the president and CEO shall have the authority to change the advisory groups, and I assume that means the focus of the advisory groups and their composition, that is, which board members are on them from time to time without requiring a further resolution. So this is basically the board placing itself in a position where management will tell it what it should focus on and who's on those groups. I was also a little bit taken aback at the end of the rationale. It states this is an organizational administrative function for which public comment is not required. So it's just handed down from the mountain and just accept it. I think the last thing I'll say is I think this, between the secret resolution in September and this, is a very strong argument for opening up board meetings to public scrutiny. We have no idea what degree of unanimity there really is, what divisions are on the board, where various board members stand, what they're considering as they pass these resolutions, and for an organization that has public interest responsibilities and professes allegiance to transparency, for the most important body to be totally opaque in its operations, I don't find acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Phil. Aparna? I don't know if you're on mute. I think we're not able to hear you. Okay. I guess not. I'm not sure, David, if you're in the queue or not. I don't think so.
Sorry, David Ferris, no.
Okay. All right. Aparna, if you're able to just raise your comments, just let us know, or maybe you can type it into the chat and I can read it. All right. So with that, let's see. Aparna has two thoughts, so we'll come back to those, but let's move on. I want to make sure we hear from Chris and the finance update. Chris, can I turn it over to you?
Yes, certainly, Aliza. Hi, everyone. Chris Chaplow speaking. A finance update. I sent around three documents earlier on BC Private. One was the budget numbers for last year. Another was the forecast for this year, 2014, and the third was a document, a report, which explained the numbers and made recommendations. So if anybody can have those documents handy, that would help. I'm going to be reasonably brief and not go through those documents in detail because you can read them. Last year, just to say, though, that last year several members asked for copies of the detailed budget to be sent out, because initially we did a shortened version by request only, and so I followed that lead from last year, followed that style, and sent out the full Monty, as it were, to everybody. So you've got everything chapter and verse there. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's not too much for anybody. The 2013 budget versus actual, that document's got two columns. The first column was what we proposed 12 months ago, and the second column is what actually happened to the end of 2013. And that's pretty much in line with the report I gave in November as to where we would end the year on. Concentrate on the first and the third block, which is the direct income. And that's, that is the BC income and expenditure And the indirect income is the what I call the pass-through. It's the ICANN support requests, some of those support requests that came through the BC bank account, which is why I report them. But the real figures, if you like, for us are the direct income. And you can see from that, from the direct income, that the income was 53,000, the expenditure was 44,000, so we had a surplus of 9,000 to reserves, and that brings our reserves up to about 24,000, I think, which is 55% of our expenses, in line with the new recommendation that I've seen in the charts document. Moving to budget 2014 proposed. Well, I mean, this is particularly challenging to say the least this time round, due to the changes that we're facing with the Secretariat moving on, and also hopefully very soon the 12 hours a week support from ICANN. So the Finance Committee discussed this at length yesterday, and in the end we sort of steered a middle and conservative course regarding our expenses. And, you know, without a crystal ball, we've done our best, and we've put, you know, as I say, conservative, middle-of-the-road expenses down. And for that reason, we're recommending a budget review in the second half of 2014. So as soon as we really know, or the Finance Committee really knows where the land is lying, then this budget needs to be reviewed again. I think that's about all. I'm quite happy to take questions. That's all I probably should report in a monologue.
Well, I for one, and I think I'll speak on behalf of all the members, sincerely appreciate all the work you've put in. I mean, you basically ended up serving as our finance chair in this last period, even though your intention had been to step down, but you basically took us through the entire term. So thank you so much, Chris. I know it's a lot of work, and we all appreciate all the work. I sincerely appreciate it. I know that others do too.
Thanks, Elise.
Any questions for Chris?
It's Marilyn. I'm just going to jump the queue and applaud Lisa's congratulations and appreciation for you, Chris, and take the opportunity to say that, you know, Lisa, you've had the opportunity to work with Chris as the chair, and I did before you. All of our members, I think, have benefited not just from you in the role of vice chair of finance and operation, but in how you helped to establish new processes, brought a finance committee on board, helped to train Benny, and also been a very active contributing member on policy issues all the way through. So I just want to join Elisa. I'm sure others do as well.
Thanks, Marilyn.
All right, so I do want to just check in with John and Gabby to find out whether there are any particular issues at the council that you need information from members to answer or participate or address.
This is John. The matters before the council are, when compared to internet governance and globalization, fairly small. But the issues or the rails on which the ICANN runs is far more often small bore. The policy and implementation working group has issued a set of questions to other SOs and ACs in hopes of engaging a wider swath of the community in their work. The first meeting of the cross-community working group drafting team is set now for next Thursday. Becky Burr from the CCNSO and I from the GNSO are co-chairs. I think those would be the two, other than internet governance and globalization matters, that are of interest, and I think I would encourage anybody who can to participate, at least in lurk mode, if not in active mode. Gabby, did I miss anything?
Gabby,
Well, Gabby said she might have to drop off early, so. But I think that's pretty much it. Is there are there any questions for us? And more importantly, are there any initiatives that members think we should take up at the council that are not getting attention now? That's something that we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about. But keep in mind, two-way relationship. We aren't only just hearing what the council as a whole has to say, but as a constituency, we have the opportunity to ask for issue reports and make motions that address issues that are essential to our interests.
Hi there, I'm here. I'm sorry, I was muted. This is Gabby. I'm sorry,
Gabby,
I was muted.
Is there anything that's
just mentioning to everyone that there's a seat to the board to be filled by the non-contracted party house, and this is something that is going to happen in the final meeting this year. So just wanted to bring the attention of the group of this issue, and we will hear more in the next couple of days about that.
So I do want to, I'm sorry to kind of cut it short, because I do want to give a couple of minutes to Marilyn to review any open CSG activities. I'll just ask this. I assume that these issues around internet governance and globalization will be taken up at the council level. Do you believe that will be the case, John and Gabby?
Without question, it will. It will, especially as they impinge upon the policymaking apparatus.
Okay. Marilyn, so I think we just have a couple of minutes. Any updates that you need to provide on CSG activities?
I'm sorry, Chair. This is Ron. If I may, just before Marilyn speaks, I just wanted John asked a question, and I would like to respond to it.
Okay, if you can do it quickly, go ahead.
Thank you very much. John asked the question, is there anything that we feel he should be taking up within the GNSO Council? Mm-hmm. Earlier in the conversation today, he noted in the chat, and I think he actually verbalized the idea of doing a review of FADI that would effectively show up in London. And I think that's a very important thing. As I've been listening to the call today, what I'm hearing is a lot of board activity fully empowering the CEO and president to take on ever more important tasks and excluding the community. So a GNSO-driven community, or how John said, quoted, a crowd-based or crowdsourced review, but a GNSO council-driven review of our CEO would give us an opportunity to let the board know how we feel about how things are going. And so I do think that that's something that deserves more discussion within the BC. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron. Marilyn? I'm sorry, we just have a minute or so, but any updates on the CSG front? I will just say that our next call is scheduled for the first week in March, and that will be the call where we'll really do our planning in terms of agenda and topics and focus for the Singapore meeting. But Marilyn?
Since we just have a minute, I'll use an email for most of the administrative updates, but if you haven't already responded to a request from Denny for your arrival times, et cetera, it's really a priority to get that because all of the other things are coming up, and the CSG officers may end up having to pull together some ad hoc discussions related to internet governance or other issues where we're going in before the board or having breakfast with the GAC where these topics are going to come up. And so, you kind of have an understanding of when we're going to be talking about things. We'll publish that again, but I think there may be some sort of huddling that may have to happen in relation to CSG issues. The other thing I just want to remind everybody is there is an election process that will start to be underway for the election of the board member who is elected from our side of the House. While the councilors vote, it is a election that is based on feedback from the House, each side, and we're beginning to work through that. Mm-hmm. And I know the topic has come up on the council, but it's very much a topic that has to be driven. We have to have a procedure, blah, blah, blah. We'll do that by writing as well, Elisa, if that's okay, and about mm-hmm. our collaboration.
Yes.
With CS. Yes. The third point that I want to make is I think given the way that ICANN is moving, the CSG consultations and engagements and positions on topics are going to be, I think, a lot more important for the BC to have influence. And I'm just going to flag the fact that we may not continue to be as cohesive with the ISPs that we have been in the past, and maybe we want to discuss ourselves, first of all, within the leadership of the CSG, Elisa, and then perhaps talk about with the members more about how we make sure we have a firm ability to show cohesion when we are making these engagements with the board or with the senior staff so that we're not drowned out in our efforts to be heard. So I'm not focusing so much on substance, but flagging, I think, a CSG issue that is beginning to emerge where it's not going to be enough for us to be isolated or not have strong unanimity in some of the topics that are beginning to come up about what I'm going to now call ICANN governance.
Great, Marilyn. Thanks for that. So with that, I want to thank everyone for joining today's call, and we'll meet again in 2 weeks where we'll do more of our heavy lifting on planning for the Singapore meeting, and I'm sure at that time we'll have more of a policy discussion on open issues. So thank you so much for joining today. If there's anything else that we didn't cover, let's please take it to the list. I'll talk to you next time, and have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.